Now you, Timmy.
Well, began Timmy, blinking and heaving a deep breath. The king was good. He saw some poor people, and he said to his page, go bring me 100 bags of gold out of the cellar, and get my velvet clothes out of the cupboard, and some of my second-best crowns. Oh, and get some large pies from the cook, and some roast turkey. And he gave them all to the poor, and the queen took off her jewels and gave them to the poor too.
Timmy stopped. His eyelids were drooping. Angela gave him a poke. Go on, she said.
Well, said Timmy sleepily, the king was so good that it was mean of someone to put a bomb in the palace. But it did happen, and it went off with a loud bang, and there was a hole. But no one was killed, but it might happen again. So the king told his guards to look out for suspicious caricatures, but they couldn't find any. It's your turn now, Angela.
Timmy yawned. It was past his bedtime.
It was a dragon, said Angela briskly. He lived in the next door country, and he wanted to fight the king. The king was very brave, and so were his soldiers. But the dragon kept on winning. Then the king thought of the toads. He was glad their poison glands hadn't been removed. He gave them armor and weapons and sent them into the dragon's country, and they made such a bad smell that the dragon crawled into his hole in the ground and didn't come out for 10 years. The king was so proud of the toads that he made them into knights and had a special palace built for them. And they got to be much appreciated, for they had used up all their smell on the dragon. And because they had been misunderstood, they took care of all the unpopular animals in the kingdom. And they built an animal hospital and made the old aunt the head of it. And no animal was ever unhappy in the kingdom again.